We're launching into the third hour of the program, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Features like our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you over there, and if you're a lady listener, you're welcome to become involved. Get all the details over at shrine.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls, coming up, Mark, if we get a chance, I want you to tell us about this awful slaughtering of little boys story from the Middle East, apparently on the part of the American troops.
Well, it may not be American. No? Western. Remember, there's a lot of different countries over there, and it's difficult to say for certain.
Well, either way, we'll continue here. But take your phone calls as the primary element. So we go to Steve in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve. Steve in
Florida. Hello, Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Steve?
Well, I know in the past you guys have lifted the curtain a little bit to give the listeners a little peek inside of what goes on behind the scenes at a radio show. And I would like to ask that you do that again tonight. The reason being is that I have sort of fallen into the position of being a host of my own radio show. And I'm not going to say that I'm scared or anything, but I'm starting from absolute scratch, and if you can offer any advice, that'd be great.
Well, let's start and get a little more detail. How did you just fall into this? What happened?
I was calling around looking for places to advertise my show. I was looking for maybe a 30 or second or 60 second spot.
Wait.
Show or your business?
I'm sorry. Let me back up. I said that wrong, didn't I? I was looking for places to advertise my business.
Got it.
So I called up about three or four radio stations. I'm starting to take notes. You know, this for a 30-second spot, it costs this much. For a 60-second spot, it costs that much.
Mm-hmm.
I get a hold of this lady, and she says, well, how about this? How about if for the price of a 60-second spot, I give you a 53-minute radio show, and you can have 53 minutes worth of ads or 53 minutes worth of no ads, or you can do anything you want as long as it's legal. Well, I was a bit skeptical, so I went down and met with her, and it's a good time slot. It's on right after Alex Jones, and I just couldn't refuse. It was a good deal, so I took it.
So,
does she have any kind of numbers, Arbitron ratings, that kind of thing for a station?
Man, I don't know anything about that stuff.
Okay, probably not, Mark, if they're going to sell somebody an hour in the middle of the day. But when are we talking about here? Is it the weekday or a weekend?
Weekday. It's Thursday at 1 o'clock.
Thursday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. How much are you going to pay for it?
It's $150
for 1 hour.
For an hour, and what market?
What do you mean market?
What's the city? Where are you?
Where? Okay, sure. It's in Clearwater, Florida. It's in the station. From what I hear, has
WTAN.
About a 20-mile. Yes, it is WTAN. I don't know if I can mention it. They're competition or something like that with one of your other stations.
No, it's not a problem. It's not a problem.
Okay.
So, Mark, what do you think about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
I am not just
Tampa, right? I mean, WTA.
I'm not shocked by the price. I'm not like, holy crap, you're getting ripped off. I don't feel that way with $150. One could do worse. I don't know. I think the most important thing with this is consistency. With any radio show is consistency. Ian, we got syndicated in 2004.
Yes.
We were on a whopping three stations, mm-hmm. and then one of them went belly up in the first 2 weeks. And then that put us on two stations, one of which was in the middle of nowhere, Tennessee, and the other one was at 6 watts outside of Kansas City. And we were basically an internet show, more or
Pretty
less.
Much.
For what, the first year?
Yeah, it took a while to get that first affiliate on board.
Wow. Yeah, so I mean, you've got to be prepared that this, is going to be.
But he's not trying to grow a syndicated radio.
He's trying to get. It's the same.
You're
going
to be talking
though.
About
Remember
boating,
how many
right?
callers did
are,
we have, dude?
Aren't you going to be talking about your business of boat repair?
Well, it's going to be basically just anyway. I actually stole your name in a way. It's called Boat Talk Live.
There you go. Hey, right on. Yeah, so the purpose, Mark, he's doing a different thing. I mean, he's reaching out locally.
But the purpose is to get people to come, and you can't do this is advertising, essentially. And you can't do advertising and expect it to work in the first month, especially in a case like this where you're taking a small station. I mean, all the best to TAN, but they're a fringe station. By fringe, they're not a big station.
So what you're saying is
whole bunches of people listen.
What you're saying is, Mark, don't just do a week and then drop off. You're saying keep at it.
You got to be prepared to do this for a year, Steve.
Right. So yeah, you got to budget that kind of money. I mean, $150 a week for a year starts to add up, I suppose. But then again, what were they charging you for the ads? I mean, when you were calling around, what sort of numbers were you getting? I mean, when she said it was the cost of a 60-second spot, was she bluffing a little bit, or was
if I recall, I mean, I don't have my notes on me right now, but yeah, it was in the $100 to $200 price range.
If you're going to spend money on radio, that seems like does it come with a promotional package? I mean, promos for your show during the week on the station?
That's right. That's correct.
That's important, too.
Even better, she's going to run a promo for it during the fishing show, which occurs on Saturday.
Oh, wow. So, okay.
Right. So considering that I'm in the business of boats, and this is Clearwater.
Yeah.
I mean, even though it's maybe a 20-mile range or whatever, I don't know what the range is.
Steve, and this applies to everybody. Yeah. You can go to radio-locator.com, type in the call letters, and you can get a coverage map that's fairly accurate.
Awesome.
When you look at the coverage map, the red zone is the best signal. The purple zone is, then the blue zone is, it's a joke.
Yeah. I've got a friend that I'm just going to use the word genius that does promos and that kind of thing. He does some work for Free Talk Live. And I happen to know your email address. I'll email information for some incredibly cheap price. He will do a promo for you that will make you sound like the big guys.
All right. So now that we've talked about the business side of it, your other issue is actually doing the show, right?
Yeah, indeed. In fact, I have been on the radio before, but I was on the radio as a guest talking about our version of politics, our being me and you guys. I remember just being terrified, but I wasn't terrified because I was talking in front of people. I was terrified because I knew that we would be fielding calls.
Here's what you want to do. Number one, you can't count on anybody to call in. Nobody's necessarily going to even know you're there, and so that's something you can't count on.
That people that go on AM, single AM stations, they imagine the whole world's going to call in and ask them questions about their boat, and it's just not going to happen.
Right, so you might as well presume you're going to be going it alone, unless you bring somebody else in to talk with you. That might make things easier the first time out.
Yeah, it's going to be a banter-type situation like you guys, talking back and forth.
I like it because I don't like listening to myself. I do the show I want to listen to, and I just don't like listening to a monologue show if I can avoid it.
Yes.
And also from a perspective of how you want to approach this, so you approach it as though you're not going to get any phone calls. So come in with things to talk about. Make sure you're prepared with show prep that are boating related things. Maybe come up with some ideas of some regular features you want to have because you've got this theme kind of show. You may want to have, all right, now it's time for get the crustaceans off the boat, or I don't know what boating things. I don't know what cover on boats, but
you're awesome. Dude, because you're so ignorant of boats. That's cool.
I have no idea. I didn't mean crustaceans. Barnacles. That's what you get.
Sure, barnacles. Right.
Are they crustaceans? Yeah. I don't know. But aside from that, the other thing I'd recommend is practicing in advance. Start your show as a podcast, and this applies to everybody. I mean, we're talking, these are general rules. Start your show as a podcast now. And then that way when you're ready to go and go on the air at the radio station, as you say, you've been on the radio before, that's good. It gives you that kind of I'm used to talking in a microphone, at least to some extent, feeling. It'll also give you the opportunity to practice not having any phone calls. Bring your buddy in and go back and forth for an hour and try your topics out and see how it goes. You don't have to publish the first one that you do, but start putting them out there. That way you can put your website up. You can already have some audio files on the site. And then when you go live on the radio, if that's something you decide to do, you're good to go. And if you don't,
all right. Speaking of barnacles, make sure you talk about keel hauling.
That sounds great. Yes. Thanks for the call tonight, Steve. Good luck out there.
We'll
appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. I wonder if it would have been $150, Mark, 5 years ago.
I think radio prices are probably pretty much what they were.
I think they're a little cheaper because stations are kind of desperate for cash these days. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are for free, so enjoy those, including our news updates. Great way to be kept in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. You can go to news.freetalklive.com. get signed up for our emailed updates or Twitter or our Facebook fan page. All of the above, whatever you want to do, it's all free at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Today, Jack was carrying around one of his favorite books. It's An Island Called Liberty, and he brought it to me and said, read this, because he loves this book. It's An Island Called Liberty, and it is a it's a picture book for children, and it's you know, it's great. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. It's a simple story. It's graceful rhymes, beautiful illustrations will make it one of any child's favorites. I think it's probably, you know, 2 to 6 or 7 is probably the age range. You can go down to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples there, order it today, get a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL, An Island Called Liberty, freemarketunderdog.com. Some people have been ordering the several books and giving out as gifts to friends, kids, and that kind of thing. This is a
great idea.
Yeah, it really is a great idea, because when you give a gift to a friend, you're never sure if they're going to read it or not. But kids read kids' books, and it's a great way to get the ideas of liberty into their minds. I mean, you...
And they like to read them over and over and over again.
Over and over and over again. Jack. That's exactly how Jack likes his books, and he likes An Island Called Liberty, too. It's great. freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls at 800-259-9231 to Osborne, listening in Ohio. Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. Hey, what's on your mind tonight, dude?
Good evening, gentlemen. Hey, Mark was goading me into calling you to tell you about the tea party I was at yesterday.
Oh, good, because that was in my show prep for tonight. I was going to read some of the stuff from your Facebook profile that you posted about your experience at the tea party, but even better that you called in about it, so do tell.
Yeah, it took me a while to get calmed down a little bit. I don't want to be using any naughty words or anything on your show.
So I presume, but, Osborne, this is one that you did not organize, because you, in the past, and your wife had put a tea party together, and then you were in much more control over the content. This was not yours?
Oh, yeah, I gave up on that stuff. That was, yeah, it did not turn out well. But, I expected what I saw, but a friend of mine was speaking, so I went down to hang out with him. And it was actually worse than I thought it would be, actually.
Whoa.
So I was there like 3 hours early because, you know, just hanging out with the people upstairs and so forth. And they had this, So back up a sec.
They held
this thing at an arena, right? Like a basketball stadium.
So how many people were there?
It ended up being about 10,000 people.
10,000 angry white Republicans.
That's right. So they had this, you know, jumbotron in the middle of the arena, and they were flashing these, you know, random pictures up there beforehand. And there are pictures of Ron Paul. And that didn't really get a reaction, and there were other pictures. But every time a picture of George Bush came on, everybody stood up and clapped.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
this was one of those kind of tea parties. There certainly are tea parties where everybody's, you know, very concerned about fiscal responsibility of the government and all that kind of thing.
No, they're not. They're only concerned about it because it's Barack Obama, Mark.
I don't think that's true. I think there are different tea parties. You can't dismiss
them. There are some
mix of people. I think there's a mix of people, and I think they tend to be dominated by the sort of political class that's there to promote their team against the other team. And I think that's what you generally see is, you know, they might have been inspired by a liberty mindset, and it just gets usurped very quickly by the sheer numbers of political teamsters.
Maybe there are some of those parties. I mean, we did have Taryn Lupo call in, I think, the other night to talk about how in Savannah there's a competing tea party. So there's one of them that is much more liberty-oriented and the other, which is more like what Jason's talking about here. But the impression that I get from hearing about these things, and I've got another story from a different website that talks about another tea party, it does sound like what you're talking about, but go ahead. Describe more, Osborne.
Okay. The one thing I noticed was that, so I'm sitting in this, you know, like when you go to a stadium, there's like these glass rooms up at the top of the stadium.
Yeah, like the penthouses or whatever.
Yeah. So I'm up in one of these, so I can see the entire crowd, all 10,000 people, all at once. And I'm looking, and there was someone standing next to me, and I made a little bet with him that I couldn't find more black people in the crowd than I have fingers on my hands.
10,000 people.
Yes, 10,000 people. And we spent a good 5 minutes searching the crowd and counting the black people, and we found 2.
Yeah. Jeez.
So, I mean, don't you think that you're the people putting this thing on? Don't you think you have a problem with getting your message out when out of 10,000 people, all you get are two people of a darker skin tone?
I see that. I see a problem.
To be fair, though, I mean, at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, I think we had three black people amongst a few hundred. So I suppose
well,
our ratio
a few
was
hundred, not 10,000.
Yeah, this was in the hood in Cincinnati.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a little different than being up in the Great White North.
Well, and
it's true. Cincinnati is a very black city.
And again, you're talking a few hundred at Liberty Forum versus 10,000.
Right.
Right.
More to
so there was a reporter there.
Yeah. So there were a bunch of speakers there, and there was out of all the speakers, there was basically one good one. Actually, you'll hear him on the Edgington Post in the next couple of weeks. His name is Jason Rink.
Just
check him out.
It's not the same Jason
Rink.
Not the
Jason Rink. Yeah.
Okay. We used to have a co-host on the show named Jason Rink.
Right. Not that guy. But he was really good. I would encourage anyone to check him out because he's spot on. He writes on Lou Rockwell a lot, and I think he was the co-author of the Ron Paul biography.
Okay.
As well, he was good. But a couple of quotes from some of the people I listened to. There was this woman up there by the name of Sonia Schmidt, who spent her talk saying that our problem is that we need to make our children go to school every day and respect their teachers and recite the Pledge of Allegiance every day.
Oh, wow.
That'll fix America.
Yeah, that has what to do with fiscal responsibility and fiscal conservatism, which the Tea Party is about, lower taxes.
Yep.
Yeah, and a lot of these people use this as an opportunity to get up and beat their particular drum, and their drum has nothing to do with liberty.
Everything that entire quote was purely tyrannical. Teaching people obedience. That's not about liberty.
It's just evidence that the Tea Parties aren't about liberty.
It's the precise opposite of the problem, right?
Exactly.
The problem is that kids are in school pledging allegiance and respecting teachers.
Yeah.
If they weren't doing that, we wouldn't have the state anymore.
They can't think in those terms. I mean, they're not thinking in those terms. They're just thinking their team versus the other team.
More quotes. What do you got?
More quotes. Oh, okay. So, and this was the worst. This is what killed me. So the Joe the plumber guy gets up there. I'm sure everyone's heard of him, right?
He made some news during the presidential campaign.
Yeah, he made a figurehead out of him because he said some stuff to Barack Obama or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he gets up there. He's a good-looking guy, and he was, making some sense for a little bit. And then he starts going on a rant about his opinions. And his opinions included that he doesn't believe in abortion, he doesn't support homosexuals. And then he said,
"Oh boy! Okay, can we get to this?
Joe the plumber's rant in a minute.
We'll get to it. Can you hang on, Osborne?
I'm sure I can.
More moments. It's Free Talk Live."
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow, or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment.
Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SkyDD.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com, giving you the features for free, including different ways to listen in. We've got our broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, a webcam, and listen lines that will allow you to listen in via any phone that can dial long distance. So go and get all the details, get listening at listen.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course. listen.freetalklive.com. Now, the 12-year process of government education has a dramatic effect on the mind of a child. When we enter school, many of our best personal attributes are already in place. We're curious, innovative, unique, creative, and hopeful in ways that many of us are rarely able to replicate throughout the rest of our lives. But over time, school sucks those natural gifts out of too many people and replaces them with predictability, obedience, and apathy. Oh yeah, and it's also funded by theft. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. We go back to Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. He's with us from Ohio, gone to the Cincinnati Tea Party, and discovered that it wasn't at all, or at least mostly, it was not liberty-oriented. The crowd was not liberty-oriented, the speakers were not liberty-oriented, and you weren't surprised, Jason. You were telling us just most recently about this Joe the Plumber character, who I guess has some level of national name recognition at this point. They had him speaking there, and you said he started out okay, but then veered off into the land of total sick controlling statism. What else did you hear from him?
Yeah, before I do that, I should add that they have a brand new website over at School Sucks Podcast. If
oh,
you want to check it out, they have a web forum and all kinds of stuff so you can chat with other people about how much school sucks.
Awesome.
So anyway, this Joe the Plumber guy was ranting about homosexuals and abortion, and then he said, this is an exact quote, "Illegal immigration, put up a fence and start shooting them."
Oh, gosh, wow. Sick.
And the entire building stood up and erupted in applause.
No, it's
just shooting people through a fence.
It's horrible.
That's right.
It's great.
Just mass slaughter of brown people.
They're not people. They're brown and they're illegal.
That's right. I'm not a racist. It's just that they're illegal. Just don't like that they haven't followed the law. Sick.
Calling a person illegal, like the person is illegal, and that's such a bad thing that justifies shooting them.
It's a nation of laws, Dale.
It is the opposite of liberty. Anyone who could like be using the word liberty in that context, just that's such a perversion.
Yeah, the idea that that it's somehow you could possibly have a free country when you have to ask government bureaucrats for permission in order to set foot in the politically designated landmass.
Yeah.
To make a living is absolutely ludicrous. Not only ask permission, but also pay thousands of dollars, jump through hoops. As though that's somehow good and in any way liberty-oriented, but to take it to the next level and to say that they should be exterminated is really scary. Thanks for sharing that, Osborne. Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, the other thing that was crazy was the amount of security at this place. There were at least 40 cops, and if I had to guess, I would say it was more like 60. Patrolling this entire place. At every single door, there was a group of cops. Every interior door, there was at least one cop. And they were searching everybody. And beforehand, everybody who brought, like, a box of books to sell or anything, they brought in sniffing dogs to go through everybody's stuff.
Wow. He's paranoid.
Yes. So at this tea party... I was more in a police state than I think I've ever been in my life.
There's supposed to be a counter Tea Party organization going along, coming along from the Democrats or whatever. So I imagine the.
Are they talking about bombing the place, though?
No, they're not talking about bombing the place. They're talking about saying silly things on film or something, right. I guess. I don't know.
Using dogs to sniff around says to me you're looking for bombs.
There were some counter protesters outside. And I found them to be the most freedom-oriented people of anyone on the premises.
Hmm.
There are folks protesting the drug war, corporate bailouts, things that you would generally consider to be, lefty type issues.
Glad you called to share that tonight, Osborne. Anything else on your mind?
No, that'll do it, guys.
Thanks, man. Keep up the great work, and I appreciate hearing from you.
I'm increasingly having difficulty with the idea of trying to recruit liberty people from the people who call themselves conservative. And whenever I hear that word, I cringe.
I feel the same way. And having come from there, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah, I did actually myself. And I mean, that's why I should think of that as totally a place to get liberty lovers from. But it's, you know, I think the whole time I was there, I always thought of myself as a libertarian, and I always thought, well, I'm just being practical. This is what I have to – this is the way we have to do it.
They just don't appear to have compassion for anybody besides people that happen to have the same economic circumstances or skin tone as them or political beliefs as them. They just don't seem to be compassionate people. And I know I'm speaking very generally here. I'm talking about the Joe the Plumber types here.
Yeah, this is just it's just kind of what you get from the groups. And I understand. All of us sitting here in this room called ourselves Republicans and conservatives at one point in our lives. Is that correct, gentlemen?
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, so we are not out bashing conservatives because they're conservative because we're a bunch of lefties or something like that. The fact is, they're just a nasty group of people. Sorry. You know, if the way that you think that you're going to solve the economic crisis in America is by shutting down every social welfare program, but if funding the military to go blow up people around the country, you're not conservative. You're a killmonger.
Even if you'll take the step of saying that, well, we should bring the military home. Apparently some of them are starting to say that in some areas.
I think it's a step in the right direction.
You're still a sicko if you're talking about bringing the military home so you can put them on the border to start shooting at Mexicans.
Well, that's illegal. That's posse comitatus. They're not allowed to do that.
Illegal schmeagle. They'll do whatever they want.
Well, and indeed they will, but I mean it's...
it won't be illegal when they do it, Mark.
I think the difference is sometimes the conservatives are maybe intellectually, they seem to understand economics but failing to understand the sort of crucial factor of the violence inherent in it and statism, how it corrupts it. But liberals, it seems to me, are their hearts are there. Their hearts are in the mindset of liberty, and they just don't get certain the thing that's keeping them from loving liberty properly is that they don't get where they don't see the gun in the room.
Their means are right. They don't want to see the gun in the room. Many of them. Their motivation is many cases, and I'm speaking generally here, to help other people. You know, they want to help the poor. They want to help the needy. They want to help the sick. And I think there's something to that. I think there's compassion as a basis. It's just that they lose the compassion when they accept the government as their tool to help people. When they accept force as the means of allegedly helping people, and of course we can show that the government actually hurts in many cases the people it intends to help. And that's why I agree with you, Dale. That I feel like it would be easier to bring a liberal on board with the ideas of liberty. And that's having come from the conservative, you know, so-called conservative perspective.
It's just mind-blowing.
It is frustrating.
How overtly tyrannical people who call themselves conservatives have seemed to be.
Well, I think what I find most frustrating is, you know, like whenever you have overcome something and in your life, and then you see somebody who's mired in it, it seems like such an easy solution for you because you figured out how to do it. So you're frustrated with that person who represents you in the past and how you struggled in that, and that's what I experience.
Mm. So, here's a little bit more for you from DarianWarden.com. Today I observed a Tea Party rally for about 40 minutes in Hackensack, New Jersey. The rally was very much about getting conservatives elected. Speakers emphasized this, and signs had this electoral bent to them. Liberals, progressives, and Marxists were clearly the enemy. The founders were idolized. Signs I observed were mostly about taxes, socialism, and government spending. Of course, now socialism is a problem, but when it was socialism under George Bush, it was all A-OK by these folks.
Right, they're military socialists.
Yeah.
More observations here in a moment from this gentleman's visit. 40 minutes he spent at a Tea Party. We'll talk about what his experiences were. I think they're going to mirror Osborne's to some extent. 800-259-9231. You're welcome to share yours as well if you would like. Can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Enough time for your calls in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Coming up.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You want to help support the show? Become an amplifier. It's just $3 a month. Now, we give you the features on the site. You get the webcam, the listen lines, you get all that stuff. You get everything there for free. But if you want to help us get on more radio stations, and I don't think 100 is an unreasonable goal for this year.
Yeah, I think it's it looks like it could happen.
I never would have thought we'd have been at 70 this quickly necessarily a year ago, but we're already at 72 stations. At this point, we're only a third of the way through the year. So you can help us get to that 100 point. If you become a Free Talk Live amplifier, go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's a way that we can help reach out to new stations and market the program and get into more markets and expose new people to the ideas of freedom, because they sure as hell aren't getting them at the tea parties. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, if you believe the media, then these tea parties are anti-government. But if you've actually been to a tea party and listened to what's been going on and observed what was going on from a true liberty-oriented perspective, because I'm not anti-government, I'm pro-liberty. But if you observe from that perspective, as Jason Osborne was telling us about, and as DarianWarden.com is explaining, you will find scant traces of a liberty-oriented message from the speakers and the crowd. In many cases, virtually non-existent. And that's what Darian is talking about here. He spent 40 minutes at a tea party in Hackensack this week talking about how it's mostly a campaign for conservatives. It's mostly a campaign pitch. And that's what we've been saying here on this program, is that it seems like that's what the focus of these things has been. It's like,
I don't know what
most... socialism now! Elect Republicans to save America!
I think what I get is I think what's bothering me about conservatives is that they are constantly trying to claim to be or to latch on to a liberty theme or a liberty message. If they see something take off, Ron Paul stuff or now the Tea Party things, which I think started off probably a lot more truly liberty oriented.
Yes.
It seems like the conservatives latch on to it and they attach all this crap to it that has nothing to do with the liberty.
And they don't
message.
Like Ron Paul. They don't like him.
Right. Well, I was listening to the Fox radio, and this John Gibson or something like that was talking. And, I mean, he's pretty much
just another tool.
An also ran kind of a talk
another
show host.
And he's
like, oh, Ron Paul, you people are nuts. They're bigots and
the Ron Paul people are bigots.
Well, there was the one situation where Ron Paul has a magazine, and some guy wrote in the magazine, some pretty bigoted statements, but I mean, you know, the guy's a representative.
Years ago, too.
Yeah, this was more than a decade and a half ago. The guy was in the House of Representatives. He wasn't running this magazine. It's not like he's the editor. No. He's sitting down and reading all this stuff. Somebody, you know, somebody wrote in it, and the editor let it pass or whatever.
So here's a little bit more from DarianWarden.com and his observation, saying that that he saw signs about taxes, so-called socialism, and government spending, mostly related to social programs. I saw one no more bailout sign. A number of signs referenced 2010 elections and we the people taking control of the government. I saw U.S. flags, Gadsden flags, and one 3%er flag. I don't even know what that is. The only references to war and the military that I noticed were of people wearing military veteran shirts and hats. Campaign for Liberty folks had a table in literature, some of which I saw being distributed by a woman carrying a sign about how much money illegal immigrants cost New Jersey taxpayers. Instead of highlighting the costs of war and other security state programs, a non-interventionist foreign policy was mentioned in one flyer, but no details were there. They had literature that was generally Constitution-oriented anti-Federal Reserve in one flyer advocating Ron Paul's bill to overturn Roe v. Wade. Campaign for Liberty, at least in this chapter, is apparently looking for a niche as a conservative, not a libertarian organization, which is not surprising because that's what Ron Paul's position was all along. The event was not completely anti-immigrant. At least one of the speakers was a Russian immigrant with a noticeable accent. She gave a rosy picture of 1917 Russia. There was an expanding middle class before the communists took over. A number of people were wearing National Rifle Association attire. An overall Christian affiliation was presented. The opening speaker proudly declared he was a creationist, and there were a number of handouts with a religious right perspective. The crowd was not exclusively white, but was noticeably whiter than the general populace I observed in the streets surrounding the rally. I would guess that the average age would be solidly middle age. A 16-year-old conservative speaker proudly stated that he refused to watch An Inconvenient Truth when his public school class showed it. He then proceeded to comment on the film that he refused to watch before blasting liberals for not listening to anything that counters their views. Unless I heard wrong, he said, "God bless Governor Christie," which resulted in a lot of applause. So there's a little bit more about another one of these events for you. Let's go to your phone calls. Jericho's listening in Mount Jackson. Jericho, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to
WSBG.
Hey,
how's it going?
Hey, Jericho, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, it's probably been a couple hours now. When you guys first came on, I heard you discussing the tea parties, and one of you two, I'm not sure which one it was, basically said that it's because of Obama that these people are mad. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but the tone I got from that is basically because he's black.
Because he's a Democrat.
The Democrat in power, when George Bush was doing all kinds of socialist stuff, they weren't angry about it. But now that a Democrat's doing it, they're angry about it.
Well, I'll speak for myself here. I'm a lifelong Republican until about 2006.
That's right for me. I think I was a couple of years ahead of you, but go ahead.
And to be totally honest with you, Bush lost me about partway into his second term. I voted for him both times, and I mean, I can't say I'm ashamed, you know what I'm saying, but I do regret it. I guess my vote, I mean, better Bush than Gore, if you ask me, or Kerry.
That's what it boils down to, is you're really choosing the difference between two kinds of
sandwiches. Lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
Lesser of two evils. I mean, I'm 38 years old, you know, to give you an idea of when I grew up. When I was a young teenager going into, you know, middle teens, everything else, I wanted to join the military. At that time, it was the Cold War, communism. And, I mean, gung-ho, everything else, like a young man is, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
My dream was to go fight communism, you know? And I guess in some ways, fortunately, you know, the Cold War was over before I actually got a chance to join, so I wasn't a part of that. You know, I was in the military. But when you see now, socialism, and I don't care who says what is not just Obama, but, you know, basically the government in general is switching to socialism and Marxism and everything else. And my natural instinct is to fight that. That's just natural instinct. And, you know, you guys weren't pointing that towards, you know, the Obama statement because he was black. That's great. So I'm not mad at you for that. But you hear so much of people saying that we have a problem with Obama because he's black, and it just rubs me so wrong.
Now, I don't hear that. You're hearing that within your circles?
I hear that a lot. You don't listen to Democrat talk radio. And
yeah,
that's the liberal
claim.
Right, the liberals will not address the issues that the Tea Party was sort of originally founded on. They won't say, they won't talk about fiscal conservatism. They'll paint them as dangerous people like the guy who flew the plane into the...
politics, though.
Exactly.
But they'll paint them as dangerous and bigoted, and those are the things that they harp on over and over again.
So it gives them an excuse to avoid the conversation.
Right. It's once again politics where look at the squeaking monkey over here and avoid the main issue. And the Republicans do the same thing.
Yeah.
They'll talk about government spending being too high, but we've got to increase the spending in the military. Like this, the dichotomous views that don't make any sense.
Or they attack. They do. Personal attacks instead of addressing the content of the message of someone's message.
Yep.
Well, I'm a fan, I guess you could say, of Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, some of these guys. I agree with a lot of what they say until they get to a certain point where they totally lose me. And that's when every single one of them go against, and I hate to say it, one of my heroes is Ronald Reagan, okay? And even Ronald Reagan said, we do not need a third party, and I could not disagree more. Right now, personally, I think you look at the words of our founding fathers, a one or two party system is dangerous.
What part about Ronald Reagan do you like so much? Because I mean, he said a lot of nice things. He's got some great quotes.
That's it. His rhetoric, you know?
But as far as his presidentialness,
in my view, he was the actual force that stopped the Cold War, personally, that's what I believe. He was behind
you don't think
down
it was the
wall.
Failure of communism that stopped the Cold War?
To a degree, I mean, communism is a failure, so yeah.
I mean you're right. I mean, the idea seems a little silly that that one man, the President of the United States, could somehow end
no
communism.
Man has that much power, and you are right. But I mean,
it's the economic system of communism.
And I've heard conservatives defend that he outspent the communists, and that's how he defeated
the economic system of the communists defeated itself, as it is essentially will inevitably do any time it is tried. And Ronald Reagan, by the way, increased dramatically the size of
the
state.
More than 60%.
More than, I think it was like 69% or something like that over the 8 years
all
that
military
he was on board. So
mostly.
He could have used that veto pen, but he didn't really do that. Thanks for the call today. Yeah. Appreciate hearing from you. And we're out of time. It's Vinny in here with
that it. And Dale.
And Mark.
That's it. We're back, though, for tomorrow night's show, the live Saturday edition. Be sure you join us then. And online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapeterra.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-